Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Look around here. You see some of the bunks and maybe dressers that these things have rooted through. You find a jetpack, if anybody else wants a jetpack, and what looks like an old-fashioned coded letter, like written out on paper, that does seem to be written in a cipher. It doesn't make any sense as you read it.
And we sent the smart person away? Hold on.
What would it take to try to decipher it?
Society? Trying to... If you
I have society. Does anyone want to compete? See if we're better than each other at society? Because well, if your, so, I get plus two.
What's your society? Yeah, I got plus 12, so settle down.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine, you do it then.
I'm trying to see if I have any... I say settle down as I've rolled natural ones and twos my entire night tonight. Let me see if I have any bonuses that I can use, any abilities.
You could always roll the dice, and then, I mean, if it's a 20, then really doesn't matter what bonuses you have.
Yeah, because I don't seem to have anything else I can do. So I'll roll a society check, see if I can do this. Well, I'd love an aid, though. An aid would be great.
Go ahead. There's someone who really wants first. To compete. So.
Yeah, see who could do it better. I don't know. Drew did pretty darn well. It, you know, maybe takes a couple minutes to read over and to figure out is a simple cipher that seems to exchange some common letters for what you recognize as maybe Vesk lettering. And as you read it out, it seems to come from someone named Polonus, and it reads, Mile smiles upon us. The time to act has come. Be ready. And Mile, I think, Day knows is indeed a Patra deity, the Patra deity of art, and indeed, oh wait, no, the letter is from Polonus. Polonus is the planet that fell to the Vescarium, and is currently, I think, in rebellion at this point in Starfinder lore. The letter comes from Polonus, as in the planet. Mile smiles upon us. The time to act has come. Be ready. Now, if this was a normal game, you guys would be scribbling notes all over the place, ready for the last is, time on.
Is that perhaps a Patra world?
Yes, Polonus is the Vescarium conquered Patra world, I believe.
Ah, I see.
Which indeed, as you know, amicable as the Skittermander takeover was, it involved a lot of bloody coups and countless Patra deaths. Mm-hmm. So Mael is indeed a blood-soaked deity.
Hmm.
Known as the Dancing Fury. Does Day worship a Mael?
It would be fitting, unless there's a deity that is more...
Well, I guess I was asking canonically. I don't know if it's on the character sheet or not.
I don't know.
You can make it up too, but
don't ask me about canonical Day. I only know my Day.
Well,
we have to take it day by day.
I don't know. I don't see anything about it.
They do have the Patra heritage Miles chosen, but I imagine a whole bunch of Patras have that because it's like one of four level one ancestry options.
I mean, yeah, you might as well get chosen by your god, right?
Yeah,
you know, if you got your brothers,
right? And I'm going to hand wave the starboard side because you find in there a pair of mag boots and a data pad filled with reports throughout the Pact worlds about mutated flora and fauna. The owner of which surmises was caused by strange expulsions from Octurn's hatchling, a major happening in the Starfinder 2E world. You guys need to take a rest. Do you want to heal up again? Burn some healing and or med patches?
That'd probably be pretty smart for me. I'm down pretty good right now.
You can roll for yourself, medicine for yourself if you want to. And if you want, you can
What do I have to hit? Again?
The trained one is 15, but is a level 5 in Navasi, expert in medicine.
I love that you think that I know what that means. I've got a +9 in medicine.
Next to medicine, but it doesn't sound like it. So yeah, DC 15. All we got to do.
You can do it.
Yep, that's a critical. Critical success, so you get 4d8 hit points back.
Well done. Since you healed up so much, why don't you take point?
19. That ought to take me pretty good. Still not max, but
okay. Better still, spot. Yeah, still have some damage. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So troop. The next couple of rooms here, you go through what looks like a wrecked galley. It seems like the hatchlings perhaps moved through this area first, because most everything edible in here has been consumed. You see a larder, a refrigerator, a few storage containers and packages ripped open, plastic packages, all the contents slurped up and pooped out by these creatures. There are bone shards, cloth fragments, and some maybe a stray shoe visible amongst the debris here. Perhaps some of the crew caught in the fire as well. And off to the side of this chamber is a washroom. So big old bathroom section here. And, well, it's on the other side. Oh, on the other side is, I believe this is the captain's cabin. Group. On the starboard side of the ship. And taking a look through here, you see maybe a sign outside that reads Leah Amaz, Bloom Captain. And it's messy, but it's not destroyed here. There is an airlock door leading out from this room, like an emergency airlock door, very similar to the biomechanical one that you saw when you came in here. You guys want to spend some time searching the captain's quarters?
I feel like if any place we need to search, it's the captain's quarters.
Maybe there's some answers. What's going on here? Who knows? Yeah. But make me a perception check. See, I'll tell you if you find anything good. What we got here? A 20, first off. You find something good. there's an advanced laser rifle and a spell gem of personal gravity.
That sounds cool.
I like it.
It's in the chat. Does anybody want the advanced laser rifle?
No.
It does deal fire damage, I think, right?
Yes. Lasers. Yes, yes, yes. And these swarm creatures did seem weak to the hatchlings, I should say. They're not swarm. They formed a swarm. They were weak to fire.
Mm-hmm. I can't use advanced weapons, so.
It's not an advanced.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it the advanced weapon type, or is it like just like is no. that like the quality of the?
That's the quality.
I'm just looking at weapon proficiencies on my my character sheet.
My guess is it would probably be
my character sheet says weapon. I'm untrained in both simple and martial weapons, but I can't find it on the PDF.
A laser rifle check. Is just a simple range weapon, so anybody I think can use it.
Oh,
you might be better. That's confusing. With some, it is a little bit. Is it supposed to be advanced? Oh yeah, advanced is also a weapon improvement. I'm sure they're going to change that with the final. But
it goes, they should. That's very confusing. Okay.
Commercial, tactical, advanced, superior, elite, ultimate, and paragon weapons. Mm-hmm. So an advanced one gives you +1 tracking and 2 damage dice. Oh, so if your flamethrower was advanced, that should also do 2d10?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Nice.
God, that's worth so much. That's a very expensive flamethrower. So that is what you find here. Is there anything else? Nope. That means it's onto the bridge. You foolish fools. It's bridge time.
I have a question. Has it been 10 minutes?
Since
I supernova'd?
It has! How fortunate! Yay!
Awesome. Okay.
All right. And a cosmic crit. Well, no, I'm super excited about showing off this because it's like a big bug's head, the Bloom captain or the deck. looks like the bridge is a giant like dragonfly.
You know, I was thinking earlier that all of these rooms looked like they were themed like Margaritaville, but the bridge is reminding me of Senor Frogs. So.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like that little girl you have to save from the aliens.
Senorita Frog.
The bridge of the bloom is surprisingly pristine. There are some dried bloodstains as you get a closer look at some of the consoles in here, but everything seems pretty intact. There's a chilly air, and as you move through, you hear an echoing sound of sobbing, maybe weeping, almost from everywhere at once in this room.
So spooky. I'm gonna get quiet. I'm gonna listen closely and see if I can make out any words amongst the sobbing.
No words, but indeed it does seem like you can't track where it's coming from. Like at first it sounds like it's the port side of the bridge, and then it's the starboard side. It's echoing all around this chamber, which it's funny. That happened to me today at the library. There's
you're crying in the corner like usual. Yeah.
Well, there's just this wicked rainstorm this morning here in Massachusetts. And I thought there's this like weird, loud, almost like sawing noise. I thought it was like rain pelting our roof. I'm like, oh man, we're in for some leaks or something bad happening. And I just let it go on because I was like, that's a weird noise I've never heard the roof make before. But then as I walked around the library, I pinpointed the noise to coming from inside the library. It's just this guy snoring, like, but like he was snoring like into the table. So it was like reverberating throughout the room. So I was like, oh, hey, buddy, you gotta wake up. But it was very cacophonous. It was very loud. That's what's going on here. This sound like it's coming from all over all at once. What would you guys like to do?
I would like to know if Day could do a performance check and use their musical instrument to see if the sound perhaps reacts to the musical instrument. I'd like to play it in the way that a cricket sounds, you know?
Oh no, I really don't. You're gonna have to describe that more. play your instrument like a cricket?
Yeah, like yeah. I mean, like how crickets like rub their legs together and make noise, you know.
That's how you want to play your instrument?
Yeah.
You want to rub it to your legs?
No, I want to play it in such a way that it mimics the noise that is being made.
I see.
And in the hopes of communicating with it or like getting some sort of response or even just to pinpoint where it's coming from.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little girl named Frog.
Yeah, could be.
Make me a performance check.
Well, that's terrible. It's a 16.
As you start rubbing your legs together, it gets eerily silent.
Against my better judgment, I'm going to call out and say, if anyone's there, we can help you. And I listen for a response. We can give you safe passage off of this vessel.
As ISAF moves forward to maybe take the lead of the party here, you get no response from what you say, but as you turn around maybe to shrug to your fellow crewmates here on the bridge, there is a scary undead Ringu lady standing right in front of you.
Rebecca, there's a Samara in here.
just standing maybe with like big old gashes out of her face, and you hear her like whisper to you, run. There is a large like bomb bomb as you hear a monstrous creature's footsteps stomping through the room, and then it sounds like it's on the ceiling. You hear some like rending metal, other screams happening in this room. Let's make a quick initiative check, right? Because this is a haunt. You know it's a Halloween episode when there's a haunt involved.
It's a spooky haunt.
Whoa. It's the spookiest haunt. Way howdy. Can't stop rolling. Just rocks. But somehow, both Day and the posse have beaten me in the turn order. Who wants to go first here?
Navasi.
Navasi, yeah.
Well, that assumes I can see this thing, so...
What seems to be some kind of supernatural occurrence. You don't see any monster, but you hear what sounds like gruesome devouring happening in this room. Some screams, big old footsteps, and what sounds like something snacking, like cracking open armor and going...
So glad Zoom ducked that.
Sorry, I'll do it louder that. And further away. There you go. Yeah, so what does the boss want to do?
Well, we need to identify where this thing is. So is there anything I can roll to try to, you know, Day might be really good at with acoustics to be able to figure out where this is bouncing around. It's possible they might be able to pinpoint it faster than I can.
Sounds like you've got no idea what's going on.
Okay,
for Rebecca to take charge.
No, just I can. Like I can try to use perception.
If you want me to go first,
no, I'll because honestly, if I can find it, I can get Rebecca's
like Rebecca's gonna do a dance. I just feel it coming. So if you want to stop that from happening first, you can. But
can I perception to see if I can figure out where it is?
Yes, make me a perception check. Yeah, you're getting a sense here that this thing is indeed ephemeral. It is perhaps a ghost, an illusion, or some other kind of unreal thing. As you see, perhaps instances, audio instances of it happening multiple places at once. But yeah, you see nothing. You just have a chill down your neck. Navasi's hairs standing on end, and you see for a brief instant what looks like the captain of the vessel pop into existence, maybe right in front of Isef, and then pop out. And this is what it looks like. It's a ghostly figure. Ghostly, creepy creature.
Ghost, Lashunta.
That's Cortana.
Yes.
That's just Cortana with...
No, that's a Krillin Lashunta.
It's a ghost. Yes. So what would you like to do? What would you like to do after figuring that out?
Okay.
Once again, seems ghostly enough in origin.
Okay. I'm going to try to acquire an asset. Well, first, I'm going to say get him, and then I'm going to try to acquire an asset. I haven't done this yet. So you assess a foe by observing their reactions by either make a melee or range strike. And if I hit it, it's my asset. And if it's not, then I don't.
All right, shoot that ghost.
So I'm going to shoot it with my laser pistol.
It disappears as soon as you blast it from the back of the bridge here.
Even with my minus one to AC.
Yes, does not.
I'm aware of how low I rolled, Patrick. Thank you.
You have a third action, perhaps?
Well, acquire asset is an action. One action. And get him's an action, and attacking is an action. So,
well, and you also made perception check, right? Maybe.
Yeah, so maybe I didn't have enough actions to even do all that stuff. So,
let's go to Navaz or today. I'm sure Rebecca's got something. Great.
So is it clear why the ghost appeared when it did?
Seems to be enacting some kind of horrific, gruesome, terrifying moment of some kind of creature running through the bridge. So perhaps is a haunt related to that.
So I think we need to figure out the reason for the haunt, not try to kill the ghost, right? So
probably.
Can I is there anything here to search? I mean, it looks like a bar with footprints on it.
Yeah. Yeah, those are Those are like screens and buttons on the side, but they do kind of look like Bigfoot. Jolly green giant footprints on the map. No, not much in the way of the bridge itself. Looks like it'd be of avail to you, but you do see as well this ghostly creature kind of flitting in and out of existence, perhaps looking like they're in distress, getting attacked by something that you can't see.
Interesting. Okay. Well, what I was going to try to do, and I don't think this will have any effect on incorporeal creatures, especially if it's just a haunt, but what I was going to do is use Stellar Rush while Graviton attuned to sort of run around the room and try to pull things to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know if that would do anything.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you can try it.
Sure.
It has. All right, it has no effect because it's the ghostly haunt.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You pick up a bunch of chairs and stuff and whip them around.
So Day has no skills that are of any use here, except for Media Lore. Can I try to pull up their Spotify playlist to see if it might lend some clues?
Media Lore?
Specify.
Media Lore is all I've got.
Oh, it's somehow worse than the softened iconic.
I mean, I don't know. What skill would I need to be able to bang on a keyboard and try to understand what happened in this bridge?
Well, your diplomacy is better than your media lore. I'm just looking at your character sheet now. Do you want to try and reason with the ghost?
Oh, can I do that?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
No. You're right.
I didn't know it was speaking to us. It didn't say anything.
That's good to know with my plus 13 diplomacy as I shoot at it.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well,
friend, you need not be afraid. We have awesome tunes here, and we're here to save the day.
Stop talking about space.
Listen to the Spotify playlist.
No, that's a fail, unfortunately. Right. I need everyone to make a will save because the haunt goes off. Some good will saves, some bad will saves. Okay, and what is yours there, Tyler?
Hold on, there's something on my character sheet called Fearless, so I feel like that should be doing something.
Just like plus two.
If you roll a success on a saving throw against a fear effect, you get a critical success instead. Okay, my total is 21.
Well, that's a fail, so I'm there.
So glad I figured that out.
It's a fail from both Day and Oboe. So, frightened two? As the condition, I'll start us down that path. As indeed, you feel warm blood splashing your cheek. Then you hear a roar right in your ear as claws slash out, trying to get through your armor. Maybe Day gets a pale bite happening on her leg. Let me make some attack rolls. All right, natural one. So it's more of a nibble on Day's leg. You don't got to worry about that. And we'll do a claw against Oboe. That's a little bit better. Oh my God, it's a lot bit better. How's a 31 do for Obaziah?
31? Yeah, that's going to be pretty good. It's going to be a hit.
Just a hit, though.
25 AC, or armor.
It's 15 points of slashing damage. And we're going to... What's your armor class?
25.
Okay. That will be, and we're also going to tail strike Navasi.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, pretty sure I am. This is just a hit. Doot. For 16 points of piercing damage as you feel this creature barreling past you in a big old whomp. Tail hits you.
I don't think you're allowed.
I don't know. It says right here in the rule in Jessica Catalan says it's cool. So Right. That will take us to Obaziah.
Well, shooting it doesn't work. Diplomacy didn't work. What about just a perception? Could I just try to perceive some... what does my soldier-like intuition say?
I don't think you need to roll perception check now that you've seen a lot of interactions happening with this. Can you appeal to Demoritash? Do you have religion?
Great question. I have religion. Mm-hmm. I am on the other side of religion, but by very little.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but...
It means I have +1.
Okay. So you don't have religion. is there anything you'd like to do or say outside of shooting? I'm so sorry that we've robbed you of all of the agency of Obaziah.
It's okay.
Not allowing Obaziah you to
attack. Also can have
attack
has some defensive things I can do here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just position myself next to one of my allies in case I can do something to help. That's all I got.
Okay. Seth is last. You see the captain. Looks like Captain Imaz, looking very hurt, who appears right before you, just screaming bloody murder.
Oh boy, I was hoping my teammates would would have figured something out first. Oh boy. Boy.
Bad time to have ditched whoever Miles was.
Magic man? Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Really traded down.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Diplomacy is usually against like a will DC. Is that right?
Not in this case. I would say this is an equivalent, I think, for like the difficulty class of this haunt of that. I feel like because you've already made some contact, you can also roll society. Are you trained in society?
I'm not.
So then it sounds like diplomacy might be the way to go.
Yeah, well, I'm not trained in diplomacy either.
Well, it's... Oh, no.
I was just saying if I could maybe roll it straight. Well...
You got those natural 20s that do happen from time to time.
You know what? Show. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm gonna try to make a connection with this person using society, because that is at least not negative. And so,
oh no.
I'll try to make a connection with them, and appeal to them as the captain of the vessel, and see if they can see if I can get them to give me directions so that I can fight the creature.
Actually, I might suggest you try. Well, you've already rolled. You're pretty darn bad.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Deal on the dice. But
yep,
I was going to suggest you try religion because you have the same bonus there.
Yep.
You can spend all your actions to do this if you'd like, though.
All right. Yeah. I'll
got two more chances to roll that. What's your?
Yeah, I'll try again with a religion. That was with religion? Nah, I got nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh no, Drew, we're back to Nabossi.
I love that. Jesus, I have such
wouldn't
a,
like it.
I love that I have a better idea to what to do.
Yeah, you've never had a Pathfinder Second Edition haunt before. Sometimes you could shoot ghosts. I don't know. It really just depends on the haunt.
I mean, can I try diplomacy?
Yes. Society, religion, occultism, a lot of skills on the table here.
I'm going to try diplomacy because it's my highest, and I am going to use my practiced influencer. Once per day, when you are about to roll a deception, diplomacy, or intimidation check that you haven't rolled yet, I can roll it twice and choose the higher result.
Ooh, good luck. Ooh, yeah, that 18 will do.
Booyah.
Hey, you could roll 20 on the second one, so go ahead and roll it.
Fair enough, because I do still get to choose. Oh, man.
And I think I'm going to go for
the 31 over the 30.
Yeah, that is a success as you are able to start talking to Captain Amaz. What does Navasi say? Captain to captain,
we are here to help. We are not here to cause you any undue stress, spectral or not. I'm sorry that I shot at you earlier. I was just a little freaked out because you're a ghost. Apologies if you did not know you were a ghost, but you are in fact a ghost. That is something that you should know about yourself.
What are you talking about?
See, do you hear yourself communicating with me? That is so ghost-like. The long, drawn-out, spookiest... Yeah, you are.
Oh, no! feel free to make another diplomacy check if you want. I'm sure you get all three reactions here in haunt mode. Another success, and you might talk her back from the ledge, as it were. No, that's not going to do it. Not going to do it. Third action, if you want, Drew. You can.
Yeah, we're gonna do this again.
I'm pretty sure your ability didn't take an action, right?
That is a free action, but I can only use it once a day. So.
All right, go ahead. A third diplomacy check. Maybe a little bit better than a natural 2 this time. Well, 13, it will do it. It is a DC 24 diplomacy check. And as you break through to Captain Amaz, you hear her shriek, but then immediately become silenced. As she kind of blinks and you see the wounds lifting from her body as she begins to kind of drift away. Maybe you hear the sobbing come back for a moment and then disappear as well. We are out of haunt combat.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Obaziah just fires her gun just so she can remember what it feels like to actually pull the trigger on her weapon.
So I can remember what it feels like to live.
And stay out.
Well, gang, I think we can wrap this up.
Up, gang. Solve the mystery of the derelict ship, and that was all the adventure in for. There was no need to worry about what she was scared of, right?
No, she comes back. She's like, "I'm just kidding. I'm calm now. I am here. I have controlled my mind, and I have come to terms. I am dead." But I'm still captain of this vessel. Thank you for resting my spirit. What are you doing here? Why have you come to this place?
Well, we found your ship drifting in space, and it was, I don't know how the kind way to say infested is, but the kind way to say infested with some kind of swarm doodads.
Yes, They're being hatched out of a creature that is called Sample 62. My crew and I tried to destroy it once it broke out of its enclosure. If you all are here, I need your help in destroying this thing, as well as this creature's blood, and get a message to another vessel. I have bad news. The Sample 62 knows that you're here. I believe it is part of the ship itself now that I have passed on, part of the bloom, and it has controls. Time is short. You must kill Sample 62 and their brood and scuttle the ship completely, or it has infected the bioship. None of its hatchlings or eggs or Sample 62 itself can survive and reach the packed worlds. It is a biomechanical ship, the Bloom, and it will repair itself if you do not destroy it completely, perhaps with radiation. So set the drift engine to critical, and it will do the rest.
That would be no payday for us, though. That was the whole point of us kind of picking up the ship.
Well, you know, no payday versus this whole deal infecting packed space. I feel like that's the call we gotta make, Obo.
But How buy ammo to shoot through gun if no credits?
We'll sell the story, baby. I mean, what if we just kept
part of the ship, right? Couldn't we just, like, take part of the ship? What if we take all the expensive bits and just blow up the non-essential, non-expensive bits? Like the experiment 75.
62, but yes, go on.
Yeah, numbers aren't important right now. Unless we're talking about the number of monies we can has, then yes, but otherwise, no.
I can tell you the pin to my Abadar Corps bank account if that will get you to, you know, save perhaps thousands of lives.
Never mind. This individual has a wonderful idea. We must blow up the ship. It is the morally correct choice.
Let's go ahead and get that pin.
One, two, three, four, five.
Hold on. Don't just get something to write with. Four, five, six, seven, eight. Nine. Now you would think.
Sense motive. Where's sense motive on this?
Goes 10 next, but it just goes right back to one, and then it repeats five more times. So
the funny thing is, this is actually Patrick's real life pin number. It's 17 characters long. And it just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
It's 45 numbers. Yeah,
it's got a 45 digit pin code. Everyone's very impressed by it.
I play a little melody on a keypad whenever I buy like a single Snickers bar at CVS. And they hate me there. I'm just like, deet, 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 deet.
It's the Cheers theme song is what it is. So.
Yeah. I can't wait to when you're older and you just get like one number wrong and then you're like, oh wait, I know where I made the mistake. It's okay. I'll got it this time.
Let me start over. I'll get it this time.
I just try this again.
Right. So part of this plan is using the ship's guns on the exterior to go hypercritical, destroy the ship itself with some visible material, which is why I'm just gonna make this ship image here a little bit bigger. And we're gonna jump cut to you all climbing on the exterior of the ship.
Heck yeah,
like a bunch of wackadoos.
Looks so cool.
Do we have to jump back?
Looks like we're gonna have to jump.
We will. And that extra jetpack we found, don't even think about using it. Don't even.
Well, I've got piloting, so that's
this isn't dangerous. It's dangerous. I feel weird. Like
they gave Obaziah a jetpack, and then they were like, "Should we?"
They were like, "Giggle, giggle, watch this."
Should we give her like piloting? Should we put points into piloting so that she can operate it well? And the answer is no.
Right. So as you ascend the ladders to the exterior of the ship, does anybody want to use the mag boots? Does anybody want to use the potion? Potion of personal gravity.
I mean, mag boots seem like a good idea. It's a metal ship, right?
Some of it sounds like some of it is organic and living.
Well, this one is, but the one we're jumping to is metal, right?
Oh, fair enough. Yes.
Yeah, can help you with the landing, but yeah.
I'll wear the boots.
Didn't somebody have a rope? What happened to the rope?
Some kitchen rope. As you get to the exterior of the bloom, you see a dark figure standing against the blanket of space, directly in your path, maybe getting in front of the guns towards the front of the ship. Let me show you our good new friend, Sample 62. Well, this fun guy.
Wait, is this an actual fun plan. Guy or is this...
Yeah, it's that too. He's
what's
about
going on?
A 12 foot tall plant like creature with a like a kind of a scorpion like tail, four arms that end in bifurcated claws. And the center of it, it looks like just a giant open maw, a bloody wound that seems like there's little bits and flesh of scraps of flesh that hang off of it, and indeed its skull, its mandibles do look like a larger form of the young prey that it has been spawning. You see the family resistance. There it is. Let's roll in the initiative turn order. We've hyped up this beast long enough. It's time for you to take a stab at it. Literal stab at it.
I want to know why it looks like the art was made in Unreal Engine 3.
It's really cool. I like it.
Oh, boy.
I roll another bomb initiative roll.
Don't you dare.
Yeah. Not this time.
Welcome to the bottom.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, well, there's a good one. 19.
Oh, no.
Dude. Okay, Isef, you are up first. What would you like to do, Jabert?
I'm indeed going to aim this time. And let's see. Is it between us and our ship right now?
Yeah, for the most part. But you still haven't finished scuttling this one, you've got a bit of a job ahead of you.
I see. Okay, so this is not a situation where we're just trying to make a break for it. Okay.
No.
All right. I'm gonna begin about boop, skibbiter along here, and
move along the port side of the ship,
the hull. Yes. And as I'm doing it, I'm aiming, and then I am shooting my semi-auto pistol. Pew pew. And I guess I'll make two attacks with it. So the first one goes 22.
It's going to be a miss.
All right. Second one. 14. Okay. Clack, clack. All right.
Also a miss. Yeah. You see these bullets whizzing by as this thing dodges out of the way. As you move, though, towards the more tree-like part of the Bloom's port side here, it seems like the vines and lashing... plants that make up the side of the ship have a mind of their own, as they have also rolled into the initiative turn order. The ship itself is attacking you. Whoa.
It's crazy, man.
Redirect all fire to the ship.
You see some vines, yeah, indeed, lashing out at Isef down here. Make a couple attacks. Doop. Okay, well, the first one is going to be a miss. The second one, what's Isef's armor class?
23.
Not a crit, but an 18 on the dice is a hit.
Goodness. Thank goodness.
For some slashing damage. 13 points of slashing damage.
Oof.
And, okay. And that is going to take us to Navasi's turn, Drew.
All right. Here we go. This is a gamble. Get him. Acquire asset. Advanced laser pistol.
Okay. Ooh. 15 on the dice. Yeah, that is a hit.
Booyah! All right, so I have acquired this asset, so I can now do different stuff with it. But since I have used Get'em, this is going to only be 7 points of damage. But it's got a minus 1 to AC, minus 1 to reflex, and everybody else gets a plus 2 circumstance bonus to damage rolls. I get a plus 4, though, so that's actually going to be 11 points of damage.
11 points of fire
laser
damage.
Pistol, so fire.
Yeah, it does a crazy amount of damage, the fire damage. How is this so weak to fire? So you say 11? All right, yeah. It takes a massive blow, and I've got a target for my turn, which is right now. It runs up to Navasi. It's going to...
Nah, you're not allowed to do that. I don't.
Hey, you're like being shoved into a creature's ribcage hole.
Just a giant bite.
I don't think you're allowed to do this.
Out of our captain friend.
That's right. True, but you also can't skip lunch. So.
It's about to reverse chest burster you.
She's only a 9 on the attack.
So critical hit.
That is. No, that's just a 27 or so. So I think that is just a hit. Let's see what we got damage-wise for a jaw attack. Oh, this is a crazy ability, but let me do the damage first. Pretty weak damage, 12 points of piercing damage. But as this jaw strike pierces through your armor, you can choose one of this creature's attributes, its characteristics.
You say minus 12 points of damage?
Yeah. You can use one of its abilities, which it has a couple. You can get an imprecise sense resistance of any one type of damage, an increase of 20 foot movement to your speed, the ability to understand but not speak any language, or fast healing. Fast healing 3, it looks like.
Which would be 3 hit points per turn?
Yeah.
Considering I'm down to 10 HP, I feel like that's the only thing I can choose.
Oh, no, you're not down to 10, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
After that blast?
Yeah.
Bad news, Drew. Well, actually, probably good news, because I'm going to roll randomly to see who's attacking next. Yeah.
Do I get that 3 hit points now, or do I have to wait until my turn?
No. It is going to attack Obaziah with a range psychic screech, though, for its third action. So, Obaziah, you feel this thing screaming out into your mind, Tyler. Mind bullets. I think this is a miss, though. I rolled a 7, so yeah. No psychic screech. That is going to be its turn, and we are on to Tyler, your turn. Tyler, you get to shoot something. Oh, man.
Yeah!
Look at you.
Obaziah steps up. Time to show you what I'm best at! And I'm going to unleash a cone of metal rain, which is the name of the gun. It's graffitied along the side of the gun. Metal rain! So you get to make a reflex save here. And then I'm also going to choose it as a primary target.
Oof. Natural 20.
Okay, well, don't worry about
the rain of bullets.
Yeah, don't worry about bullet rain.
You can still make an attack, I think, with the primary target ability.
I can. I truly, truly can. How close are you? 5, 10, 10. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure you're inside the range. And then we're going to shoot to shoot. This problem. What's my bonus right now? Hold up. Hold up. Oh, 29.
That is just a hit.
Oh, all right. Well, it's still 2d8 plus 2. All right, that's 8 points of damage.
Piercing?
Yes.
Okay, not a lot of that going through. You see it. The bullet's just bouncing off this thing's hide.
All right, that's, I believe that's 1 action. Or, I'm sorry, that's 2 actions. Jeez.
Yeah.
Be way too strong. You know what? For a third action, why don't we yeet a grenade? Can I do that?
No.
Okay. Do I have to ready the grenade first?
Well, I think... if you're two-handing a weapon, you won't be able to whip it out as part of the same action. I don't think.
I think you're probably right. I'm gonna ready a grenade then. I'm just gonna grab it and get it ready.
Day, on to you, Rebecca.
All right, Day is going to get around back of this guy.
Yep. So I'm pretty sure you've got the movement to move around 20 feet or so. Is this thing having kind of reflex? No.
So am I flanking then with whoever that is?
Navasi? Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. I'm photon attuned. I'm going to use my solar weapon to strike at it. It's a 26 to hit.
That is a hit.
Why does it say bludgeoning plus fire damage? Doesn't it do fire damage?
I don't think it's photon attuned. No, I don't think it's only fire damage. Let's take a look. But I mean, if you do any fire damage, it does proc weakness. So let's
okay, see. Yeah, you deal an additional amount of fire damage equal to half your level, rounded up. Okay.
Oh no, the character sheet that says it's just fire.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused. I can't tell.
But regardless, yeah, this is almost as much damage as Navasi put on. A single strike. Do you have a third action?
Yep. I'm going to strike again.
Did you include the plus 2 damage for this?
Nope.
Got that.
The 20 to hit?
With flanking and minus 1 to the AC. That is just a miss.
Aw.
Just a miss. Isa, we are back to you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I get to redeem myself.
All right. I'm gonna chunk up a little closer to this thing, and then let's snap to center.
Uh-oh. Someone's getting flamethrowed. Is that what's happening?
Well, let's see here. Oh, yeah.
If you get real close to it, you can, like, blast through it and not hit your friends.
Yeah, I think technically that is a thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you can hit about half of it and not Navasi or Day.
Okay. Yeah, so I will... so, one action. I'm gonna move, and I'm gonna stow my pistol, then shoot.
Okay. We are in the vacuum of space, which makes a flamethrower look really weird. Like you're shooting nothing out at all, but it still can ignite because it is a liquid like spray. I don't think it needs oxygen. I think it's just like igniting napalm.
Yeah, I think it's got its own oxidizer in the nose cone.
Well, no, flames can exist in outer space.
Yeah, you just have to add add the oxidizer to the accelerant or the whatever. Yeah.
Which I think if you got any good flamethrower, you know, they're obviously like a crazy chemical cocktail. Reflex? 26? No. That's a hit.
Yay. For 8 fire damage.
Okay. A whole bunch more than that.
And do I get bonus damage from Drew from you?
Yes.
Plus 2.
Yes. So 2. Plus. Okay. This creature is bloodied as you've hit it multiple times with these flamey attacks. Let's see. Okay. And that will bring us to the ship's turn. You see maybe some leaves pop up from underneath where the creature is standing to heal it up a little bit. Just a little bit. As indeed it seems to be reacting defensively. Okay. And we're going to make a couple of vine attacks as well. Doot, doot, doot. The first one is going to Isef again. This is a 27, so that's going to be a hit. And 3. Obaziah, the second one, is going to you, and it's a 28, so it's also a hit. So you're just getting whipped with the ship's massive vines. They're like giant cables that kind of snake up off the ground. Isef, minimum damage, 7 points of slashing. Obaziah, 11 points of slashing damage. And that is going to bring us back to Navasi.
All right, we're going to use battle medicine on myself.
Okay.
This is a treat wounds, but doesn't count as a treat wounds.
Okay. I think if you're using it, you still have to whip out the...
Oh, yeah, not the med kit.
The kit and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Let me see.
Not for combat.
You can patch yourself combat.
It is for combat, but I don't have the med kit out. So, because the first line is you could patch up wounds even in combat. However, let me see if I have a tactical med patch in my possession. Can I pull that out? So
typically the way that the med kit works in, at least in Pathfinder, is that you like wear it on your person. So as long as you have a free hand, you have your med kit accessible to you. Usually that's how it works in Pathfinder. I don't know if it's a little different, but
let's see.
That makes more sense than like reaching into your backpack and pulling out this.
It does have it listed in your inventory as a held item. So, regardless, if you have battle medicine, you should be able to do it as just a single action. I'm thinking you have a two-handed weapon, but that is not the case, right?
I don't know.
Just the pistol.
Yeah.
This version of Navasi is not as cool as our OG playtest version that had like the battle rifle and a whole bunch of expensive weapons. Go ahead and roll that, Drew.
All right, so
it's not gonna help you. I'm not crit you next turn. I'm wasting your time.
That's 21.
Yep, 2d8 success. Maybe if these are both eights, you have a chance, but I don't know. That's pretty good. 12 hit points back.
I love that.
What do you want to do with your second action?
Hang on, let me add my newly regained hit points back. And of course, we're going to get him, and then we're going to shoot it with a laser pistol.
Miss. Big miss. All right. We're on to sample 62's turn. And do I have any like area of effect attacks? No. I'm going to start off with a grab attack. Let's see. Both Day and the bossy did a good amount of damage on the previous turn, so I'm going to roll randomly to see who the tail attack's going towards. Day, you're getting tail whipped. Cha. 4 on the dice. What is your armor class, Rebecca?
Oh, sorry.
Please say 21.
20?
Oh, that'll do. That'll do as well. Okay, that is a hit for 2d6 plus 7. 14 points of piercing damage. Got those grav boots on, huh? Or mag boots?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Mag boots? Yeah, I think so. At least that's what they were in the first edition.
Yeah, well, it doesn't know that, but it's going to try and wrap its tail around you, give you the grab condition, and it has a fun ability called Dislodge, which is going to try and pick you up and throw you in the outer space. Because an athletics check, these mag boots give you a bonus to your fortitude DC. What is your fortitude DC for Day?
19.
Okay, so 29. I need a 30. I've rolled a 12. What is my athletics bonus? Oh, gosh. Sample 62 has a athletics bonus of 17. So I rolled a 29, and which means the boots save Day's life, more than likely, because one gets ripped off, perhaps, but the other staples her right to the metal parts of the bloom's hull. That is the creature's turn. Obaziah, we're on to you.
I have a question. Am I still frightened? Because I have frightened on my sheet. Oh, no, well, then everything would have been plus 2 compared to what I told you. But okay.
Sorry, I took it off your character because that's, you know, rats. That is its turn. It does still have you grabbed, though, right now, Day.
Okay.
Tyler, we're on to you.
Sorry, friends. Incendiary grenade.
Okay. What's the area of effect on that?
Oh, I'm sure it's like 400 feet or something totally. All creatures within a 5-foot burst.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can hit this thing and not hit your allies.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll do that, yeah.
Where's the fun in that?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I guess you're making a basic reflex save again?
Nope, this is a area attack, I believe.
I'm just reading. It just says all creatures within a 5-foot burst take 1d8 fire damage with a basic reflex save.
So activating it is just like area fire, but not the effects.
Correct. Boy, once again, grenades don't seem very good. 1d8 at level 5 is pretty bad.
I mean, it's just like any weapon, but
my weapon does 2d8.
Well, that's a good point. You can get a better grenade that does 2d8 as well, though.
I probably would have liked that, but this is the one that was on the character sheet.
Okay. Reflex save for the creature. I've rolled a 6. Its reflex is... I'm guessing it's best. No.
Class.
No. What is your class, TC?
21.
That is a fail. I've only rolled a 6 on the dice.
You're taking all of this D8, Patrick, you fool. Yeah, watch as I strike you down with so this mighty... Ooh,
6.
6.
I mean, that's as much as some of these other folks have done with weapons, so I don't know what you're complaining about.
We had to do a lot to get there.
Technically, that would be an 8 with the plus 2 from get him.
Thank you. It's still alive as you have 2 more actions. 1 more action?
I guess...
2 more, because you already
had it ready. Yeah, I'll spend an action re-gripping my weapon, and then I can spend just in one action to fire it normally. Yeah?
Go for it, yeah.
Go Metal Rain! 30.
That's a hit.
2D, 2D8, yeah, let me double check. 2D6, it's 2D8, yeah. It is 2D8.
Ooh.
12 points of damage. Piercing.
That is enough to blast this thing right through the brain plate, through its damage resistance, and kill Sample 62.
Booyah! My bullets may not do fire damage, but when you shoot them enough, it heats the barrel, and thus Metal Rain becomes a fiery Metal Rain.
You see it, like, completely freeze up as it dies, and you realize it was being almost protected by the hull of the Bloom ship, and perhaps gravity assisted as it begins to immediately float off maybe 10 feet above the ship. The vines of the vessel go limp as well, as it seemed to have infected the Bloom ship from and was controlling it from afar. But we are out of combat. I really thought that guy was going to be like much more brutal than it was, but yeah, it's only creature level six.
We still have to make it back to the ship.
Yeah, well, you guys can set to scuttle the Bloom. Maybe as you get back to the overhaul, Zamir is like taking a look at the samples, and I said if you could just like blow them apart with the remaining flamethrower fuel. But yeah, you see Captain Imal is on the hull of the ship, kind of like waving you away as the Bloom goes hypercritical and is completely ionized by radiation as it begins to burn in a radioactive fire. And you guys are able to meet up with another Xeno Warden ship after a few hours, known as the Verdant Paradise, who gets a distress call from Captain Maz explaining what was happening. The final message did reach out to them, and they thank you for your troubles, for trying to save the ship, and maybe keep this on the down low about the sample that they brought back, and keep the planet of origin secret, and they're willing to pay you guys 1,000 credits each.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ixnay on the ample say.
Yeah, they're saying they're going to keep the planet it came from a secret, so other people don't weaponize this creature. They thank you for helping out with the Xeno Wardens, giving these people some closure.
Man, 4,000 credits is pretty cheap to...
I can buy a whole health potion, so this will be great.
At level one, that's like all the money you've ever made in your entire life.
That's right? True. At level one, that's a significant sum of credits. Yeah,
but we're at level five.
Well, you also
five times better.
You also got some pretty sweet weapons that you pulled off the ship. But yeah, that's gonna do it for sweet old It Came From the Vast.
That's fun. Thank you.
Spooky Halloween episode. I hope you guys like killing bugs and or dealing with ghosts.
It's my two specialties.
Bugs and ghosts, yeah, dude.
Bug ghosts. That's which Pokemon is that?
It is the plot of the first season of Big Bad Beetleborgs, but
is there a ghost type?
Shedinja. Yeah. I'm saying it.
I guess we'll never know.
It's Shedinja. That's the Wonder Guard ability. It's really good.
Yeah, no, I thought it was the cicada husk one. I was like, is that the only one though?
The only bug ghost.
Yeah.
Yes, that I'm aware of.
Crazy. That's gonna do it for this adventure. We have more, believe it or not, Starfinder 2E stuff to do in Starfinder Society, as well as the greater playtest, which is probably not going to come out till next year, but we never know. Maybe we have to take more vacations and put out this content.
So many more vacations.
We'll never know. So yeah, that is going to do it for this week's episode. Guys, thank you for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Fun.
Listeners, thank you for listening. We'll be back to regular Cosmic Crit, Horizons of the Vast stuff hopefully next week. Until then, have a good week, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween. Ahoy.
Happy Spook-a-mumps.
Last one for the road.
Welcome from the depths of the graveyard. Frightening, isn't it?
I heard that thing so cheesy.
My name is Lewis.
Happy Halloween.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.